Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Time now for our Junkies Weekend Parlay. We've got six dogs.
On my FanDuel account.
Six bets. I believe we went... Actually, no. Last week we didn't go over. 2 weeks ago, I think we went over.
No, last week we went 3-3.
That's not bad.
Because Bit Season hit on both of their props, and I hit on Trey Turner two or more hits.
Nice.
Fatty.
But it was a loser overall.
Yep.
But
yep.
If we hit it big, which we've done twice, we win big cash.
Yes, we do.
Hold on, let's see.
That's the point.
What's my total balance in my account right now?
Yeah, let's give this number out.
Hold on a second. I got to log in. Sorry.
Does it have four digits?
It better.
I like it. All right,
well, while you're doing that.
I see. $1,350.
Why don't we spin the wheel?
That's substantial.
And get this thing going.
Thank God FanDuel exists. And I didn't deposit $1.
Got a slush fund over there. That's impressive.
All right. Who should we start with? Johnny.
John the intern.
All right.
AKA Pat King.
We're not going by Pat King anymore.
Not anymore.
Experiment.
This is a terrible name. Yeah.
I love that kid. Johnny.
All right. I'm taking the Jags getting +1.5 against the Browns.
Okay.
It's a home game. I think Trevor Lawrence is going to play a few series.
Yeah.
And they lost to the Raiders. So I think they're hoping to bounce back. And I think the whole world is going to be rooting against Deshaun Watson. And he's going to play too. And I like to prey on his downfall. So,
all right. Because you can't stand Deshaun.
Nope.
All right.
I actually bought like a $5 poster of him. And I just walked downstairs the other day and saw that. And I was.
Rip it. Rip it up.
Burn it.
Yeah, I should.
All right.
Bonfire.
So, all right. So you're in. You got Jacksonville +1.5 -110. All right. And that is tonight at 7:10, I think. All right, spin it. Let's go to Matt Cahill.
All right, we're in summer break for F1, so I'm going to stick with the Premier League. Last week, I hit on a goal scorer, Callum Wilson, to score for Newcastle. This week, I'm going to look for a Sunday match, Chelsea versus Tottenham. I think Chelsea was really bad last week. They barely beat Everton 1-0. But I think they're going to score a lot more goals this weekend, and Tottenham I will always score. So I like over 3.5 goals in this match, Jason.
Okay.
I believe it's +240.
Let's see. Over 3.5. It is. It's +240, my friend.
Put me down for that goal fest on Sunday morning.
Chelsea and Tottenham.
It's going to be a 0-0 draw. You're going to be so
probably.
Do you know, is there one player, one star player for Chelsea I should know?
Chelsea? Oh, of course.
Who's that?
Well, they got Conte, who's their midfielder.
Okay.
He's probably not going to score a goal. Mason Mount.
Oh.
But I'm looking at my boy, Rickarlson, who is a transfer to Tottenham.
Drabnose is EPL. I give him props.
I guess so.
Playing in his first, he was suspended last week.
I was in AWOD's EPL league last year. You think I paid more than 15 minutes attention to it during NFL season?
Uh-huh.
The answer is no.
No.
Certainly
all right, so
not.
Chelsea and Tottenham +240 over 3.5 goals. You're in.
Quick pop quiz, Jason. Tottenham blank.
Tigers.
Incorrect.
Are they the Hot Spurs?
Tottenham Hotspur, not Spurs.
Spur.
Tottenham Hotspur.
I thought it was going with the alliteration there.
No, that's incorrect, but I liked your guess.
All right, you're in. All right, let's spin it. Matt Myers.
Oh. All right.
It's going to be a NASCAR prop.
Last week, I called the outright winner and for the NASCAR race up in Michigan. Cakes, free dollar bet if you know where the race is being run this weekend.
It's the Federated Auto Parts 400.
Oh, I know.
Is it a famous? Blake knows is it a famous city slash track?
I mean, it's on the circuit, yeah. And I believe I drove right by it a couple weeks ago. You're gonna ship me a dollar, Richmond International Raceway.
Yeah, Richmond.
Richmond.
Ship it.
I just know.
I believe Chase Young is driving the pace car in the event.
Yes, I just know that Valdez should be driving the pace car if he keeps picking NASCAR winners. Yeah.
Yes, he should. You should get a spot.
But Joey Logano, he's a 15-1 long shot to win the race, but I just need him to finish top three. I think that's plus 420. He's won at this track twice. He's been a top three out of the last six. Three out of the last six runs at the short track. Mm-hmm. And then he has a pretty good career here. I think for top 10s, he's 13 out of 26 in terms of top 10. So he has a great history here. Mm. So I expect him to finish top three.
So he can go to short pump after he wins on the short track.
Yes, he can. He can do that.
Go get some cocktails. All right, plus 420 for a top three. Thank God it's Friday. Let's go to, all right, I'll go. We talked about the big baseball series here in town this week. The Nats are only about 42 games out in the wild card, but the San Diego Padres squarely in the mix, and Juan Soto's coming back home after, I don't know, about 2 weeks away. He's pretty hot. He's hitting .380 since he was traded to the Padres, and he's coming back to Nats Park. I like him to pound Corey Abbott, who the last time he pitched gave up about 100 runs against Philly. So I'm going to go Juan Soto. And by the way, he's had 2 hits in his last 2 games, so he's had 4 hits in his last 2 games. I like Juan Soto to record 2 hits against Corey Abbott tonight and the rest of the Nats staff, plus 140.
Is that game on Apple TV?
It is on Apple TV.
I believe it is, yeah.
Kind of poop-a-doop.
Yeah, not size for that. You want the hometown feel when you watch that game.
I absolutely do.
Not, you know.
Who's on the call on Apple TV?
No idea.
Donks on it.
I want to watch Bob Karp and Kevin Franzen. All right, Juan Soto plus 140 in. Let's see, we have 2 left. I believe we have 2 left. Let's start with John Paul Flamack.
All right, this is about a 50-50 shot. I'm going to be honest. Looking at the Mets-Phillies game, Mets are at home, Max Scherzer on the mound. I'm looking at the alt line, which is strikeouts. And I'm looking at Max Scherzer, 9-plus strikeouts, which I believe is plus 130. Max, in his last outing against the Braves, goes 7 innings, 11 strikeouts. I looked at what he's done all season long. I think he's only had 15 starts, maybe 16 starts. He's hit 9-plus 7 times. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go with Scherzer striking out a bunch of Phillies tonight, 9-plus.
You are in, my friend.
He is in.
And you are at, plus 130. 9 strikeouts against the Phils. All right, that just leaves Cakesy.
It does. Somehow I was able to make this pick despite scrolling through Twitter while I was using the urinal in the bathroom, much to Valdez's dismay.
We have to talk about it at some point on the show, mm-hmm. what Cakes does in the bathroom.
Yeah. I mean, I don't do it every time, but I have done it before in the bathroom. I don't know.
There's not enough time to break it down.
Isn't Valdez, though, use his phone on the urinal?
I don't know.
I have before.
I don't know if he does.
You got to see what Cakes does with his phone.
Oh, okay. I mean, I don't think it was that absurd. By the way, Jason also.
I just hope that he drops it in the urinal.
I did not. And there was no chance that was going to happen.
Okay.
Zero. The phone was very stable.
What were we going to say about me?
Jason made me laugh before the segment. He goes, "Hey, don't pick the Nats game." And I said, "Don't worry. I'm not going anywhere near the Nats."
We got 5 preseason games tonight, so it just makes sense. Oh, although this might be a Saturday game.
Yeah, it is a Saturday game. I'm looking at the NFL preseason board, and I just can't believe this total for the Rams-Chargers game is at 29.5. It's the lowest total on the board. It's lower than the Cowboys Broncos 30.5.
Mm-hmm.
The only other one close is the Dolphins and Bucks are at 31.5. I mean, even the dreadful Commanders and Panthers total is set at 37.5. What's happening that this total is under 30? Am I missing something?
Well, you're going to see a lot of number twos and threes. That's why.
Well, that's
you're going to see a lot of John Wofford.
Just get me 30 points.
Okay.
30 points seems like the easiest thing
you're
ever.
You're going to be salty when it finishes 17-10.
Nope. So I'm going to take the over 29.5 at minus 110 in the Rams-Chargers game. You can't blame it on travel. They both play in the same stadium. Just score 30 points. Yeah. Do what normal NFL teams do and score at least 30 points. I think that's...
Hey, you're going to see a lot of Chase Daniel tonight.
That's the easiest winner on the board. Taking that over.
All right, let's get the recap, Bish Bucks.
All right, recap. Sorry. Let me get back to it. Just looking at depth charts.
John's got the Jags, +1.5.
Juan Soto, 2 or more hits tonight, +140. Joey Logano, top 3, +420, hanging out in short pump. Over 29 and a hook. Rams, Chargers, -110. That's a Saturday 8-10 game. Jags, +1.5 tonight, 7 o'clock against Cleveland. Max Scherzer to have 9 or more strikeouts, +130 against the Phils. And over 3.5 goals in the Tottenham Tigers game against Chelsea, +240. $6 will pay you $2,128.
Ooh, that seems substantial.
We'll take that.
That'll be like a, that's what, a 300-ish?
It's a lot different than our payout last week. I think it was like 36 grand or 29 grand or something.
Knew not to count that prematurely.
Coming up next, Fridays with Feinstein on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.